And now this is a dictation for Larry, L-A-R-R-Y, Weimer, W-Y-M-E-R. February 1646, addresses a letter to Dr. Friston, 875-8934. Dear Dr. Friston, follow up Mr. Weimer, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, history of calcium oxalate stones with obstructed uropathy hydronephrosis, last visit in November, back from Florida, comes accompanied with wife, no hospital emergency room, tongue unsteadiness, lightheadedness, but no falling episode, isolated vertigo when he lies down and turns from one side to the other, no persisting neurological abnormalities. I did an extensive review, system being negative, weight is stable. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight the potassium citrate for the purpose of kidney stones. Presently takes no blood pressure medicine. Next paragraph, today blood pressure 129/69, alert oriented 93, no respiratory distress, normal speech, no expressive aphasia, no facial asymmetry, lung cardiovascular within normal limits, no ascites tenderness, overweight of the abdomen, no edema, no gross focal deficit, mild decreased hearing. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, normal hemoglobin, white blood cell platelets, normal electrolyte acid base, present creatinine 1.68, which is baseline, GFR of 41 to stage 3, normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3B, stable over time, not symptomatic, no volume overload, pericarditis, or uremic symptoms. Next number, calcium oxalate stones. Next number, history of obstructed uropathy, hydronephrosis, clinically stable. Next paragraph, no anemia. Next paragraph, normal electrolyte acid base. Next paragraph, normal calcium albumin phosphorus. Next paragraph, normal blood pressure. All issues discussed with the patient. He will do chemistry every 3 months. If everything is stable, probably I'm not going to see him until he comes back from Florida. Otherwise, before he travels, all questions answered, end of dictation.